Hey, it's Tax Quips time from TaxMama.com. Today, Tax Mama hears from Sylvia in Texas with a problem. In 1998, my husband converted his IRA holdings to a Roth account. The brokerage company continues to place dividends in a money market account, saying they have no records of his wanting the dividends reinvested and it's too late now. Unfortunately, our records were on thermal paper. In fact, I once wrote to you to warn people about thermal paper when I discovered ours had faded. So we have no record of the request. The brokerage firm has changed hands since we've originally opened the account and says it's too late to reinvest the dividends. Is it? We're paying tax on the interest as well as the dividends. Well, Sylvia, I well remember your warning about the thermal paper, and it's totally valid. Anytime anybody gets any receipt or important document on thermal paper, immediately copy it onto regular paper. It definitely does fade. As to your problem, 1998 is a long time ago. It's clearly too late to do anything to change the past that far back with respect to the reinvested dividends. However, you can change the future. Instruct the brokerage to reinvest the dividends from now on. Give them the instructions in writing. I totally cannot understand why it would be too late to reinvest the dividends. If they refuse or ignore you, simply open a Roth account somewhere else and transfer all your holdings to them and any other accounts you have with them. Give the new brokerage written instructions to reinvest your dividends. You know what? I'd do it anyway, since your current brokerage didn't make any effort to help you now. Also, I completely don't understand how they can take Roth income and arbitrarily deposit those dividends into a non-Roth money market account. That makes absolutely no sense to me as well. If you have nothing better to do with your time and you have documentation about your recent attempts to get the brokerage to fix the problem since it started, consider taking them to small claims court to recover the taxes you've paid as a result of their error and their refusal to fix it. In Texas, the limit is $10,000. Now, it's possible the court doesn't have any jurisdiction over these matters, but it costs very little to find out. And remember, you can find answers to all kinds of questions about taxable errors and other tax issues free. Where? Where else? At TaxMama.com.